everybody. Sydney Landis here. Welcome back to the Informed Data Podcast. Joining me today for the first time is Caroline Montsalvaci. Luckily, I've known her for a while, so I know how to perfectly pronounce her last name. She is operations manager of our Western market. One of the areas she oversees is actually California. So everybody listening, let's send her all the good vibes we can because we know how crazy things have been there. But we're actually not going to be talking about California today. We are going to be talking about its neighbor, Arizona. So everybody listening, at Informed Data, we've been on a mission to get our clients closer to the data. And if you haven't heard about that before, simply put, that means we're just like eliminating all of the unnecessary layers between our clients and the data that they need. So we know that Arizona has historically been challenging for the industry. And last year, we actually implemented our direct source data methodology in the state. So I just kind of want to start off by getting an understanding of what those challenges are, Caroline, the industry has been facing when it comes to background screening in Arizona. So can you explore that briefly for us?
Yeah, so there have definitely been some historical challenges that we've faced. A lot of it has to do with limited vendor capacity as well as limited vendor options out in Arizona. And because of that, TAT was also a huge challenge for us that we had to overcome. So we knew that this was an opportunity for a major improvement and we jumped on it as quickly as we could. So we found that there were several reasons our TAT was so high, ranging from court-specific factors to backlogs with our vendors due to capacity issues, which is what led us to focusing on the direct source data efforts in Maricopa, Pima, and Pinal counties.
Yeah, the TAT really was struggling for a while back there. And I know that it wasn't just Informed Data, obviously, like all the issues you just discussed is it's industry-wide problem. So I'm excited to talk about the improvements that we've seen, which we'll get into in a little bit here. But first, you mentioned direct source data, which we talk about that a lot. You kind of dig into what we've done in Arizona specifically to help better serve our customers that perform background checks there.
Yeah. So like I mentioned, vendor options have been very challenging in Arizona. So as part of our direct source data solution, we've expanded our network by establishing our own team members in Maricopa, Pima, and Pinal. And we decided to focus on those three areas since 80% of the population of Arizona resides within those counties. So by having our own team there, we have better control over our processes there. We're able to provide specific information to our clients on search methods, you know, how exactly things are working in these areas. We're able to provide detailed updates on ETAs, court fees, all of the things that come along with that. And then overall, it enables us to ensure our clients are getting all of the updates that they need in these areas because we don't have that additional vendor layer to go through. So, you know, there's less back and forth, less opportunities for any sort of miscommunication or anything like that. So, yeah.
Right. Yeah. Just having our own people there, it helps all of those things that you mentioned because we can oversee the process better. What I'm most excited to hear about is after we implemented our direct source data there, we've got our own proprietary research team on the ground in those three areas. What results have we seen?
Yeah, so we've seen some incredible turnaround time improvements in all three counties. So specifically in Pima, we saw a 61% improvement in our hit TAT. In Pinal, we saw an 82% improvement in our hit TAT. And then in Maricopa, which is actually our highest improvement or our greatest improvement, I would say, was 92% within our hit TAT. So night and day difference from where we were prior to having our own team members there.
Yeah, that is incredible. So props to you and all your team members there. That's really great. And I know that you and Wade Hudson, for those listening, he's our director of operations, recently went on what we call like a court scouting trip in Arizona that I'm really excited to hear about. And also those of you listening, Wade Hudson actually went on a court scouting tour of California as well. I think that was last year at this point, but there was some interesting stuff that he talked about. And we have another podcast for that if you want to listen to it. But Caroline, can you just kind of brief us on what court scouting is?
Yeah, so court scouting, it's a process that originated with our continuous improvement department. The name basically says it all. So we go out and we're scouting these courts. We're getting a firsthand view that we may not be able to get through other means. You know, we can make phone calls, we can send emails, we can do all of that stuff. But sometimes it just doesn't compare to getting, you know, your own feet on the ground and seeing it for yourself. So there's a lot of benefits, and I'd be happy to touch on a few of them. So the first one, you know, like I previously mentioned, is getting your own eyes on the process. Having that firsthand knowledge is going to be really valuable. And it's also going to be really valuable to our clients because it enables us to better educate them on how the process works, and, you know, kind of set more realistic expectations and work with our clients to make sure that we are meeting their needs. It also allows us to evaluate our processes by mapping them out, identifying and responding to pain points, coming up with contingencies, all of that sort of stuff. So it gives us a better ability to make recommendations on how to move forward and just kind of overall maximize the efficiency of our processes.
Absolutely. Yeah. I remember when I first heard about court scouting from Matt Hodges, who is our director of continuous improvement. And I loved the idea. I think it's really cool that we dedicate resources to going that extra mile to do that kind of stuff. So what did y'all do in Arizona specifically, and what was your goal?
So while we were out in Arizona, you know, it was my first time going out there and seeing the process firsthand since taking over the Western market. So, you know, I wanted to see everything. So we visited the Superior Courts and the Justice Courts to kind of see what those processes look like. And our overarching goal for the scouting trip was just to make sure that we're continuously evaluating what our current processes are, looking for opportunities to streamline our operations in these areas. So we did come back with some really great insights. Overall, it was definitely a good trip. Always a fun time in Arizona.
Cool. And what was your favorite part of the trip?
So I don't know if I'd be able to pick just one. I've always really enjoyed my time in Arizona. We did get to spend some one-on-one time with the team members, which is always great, especially living in a more virtual world that we are now. It's always nice to kind of meet people face-to-face. But I mean, outside of that, we happened to be in Phoenix around, it was the same week of the Super Bowl. So definitely a crazy experience, lots of people, lots of fun things to, that were going on.
Never been to Arizona, but it's on my bucket list to go to the Grand Canyon. Did y'all get to see that at all while you were there? Or I don't know exactly where it is.
Yeah, it's up in Sedona, I believe. If I'm wrong, please don't yell at me. But we didn't get a chance to go. It was a little out of the way, but definitely on my bucket list as well. But I would highly recommend anyone take a trip out to Arizona if they can, especially in like the Phoenix area. Tons of great things to do. And the weather is very, very nice, especially when we went. It was nice to get a break from the crazy Georgia weather.
Yes. Awesome. Well, that's all really great news. I'm excited to hear about all of the really great improvements we've seen in Arizona. Seriously, again, congratulations to you and your team on those TAT improvement numbers. They're incredible. And thank you so much for joining and sharing this information. It was great to have you. And awesome. Everyone listening, we hope you found this helpful. We're super excited to be able to get you closer to the data in Arizona. If y'all have any questions, just reach out. Otherwise, we'll see you next time.
All right. Thanks for having me.
Thank you, Caroline. See ya.